a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
You've got your boys, I've got my girls, and so you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. I believe a lot of parents out there will know what I'm talking about. It's wonderful being a parent, and I understand that I'm telling this story from a position of privilege because not everybody can, you know, and so there are people out there that would take, you know, annoying kids if they could, and that's fine. But there are some downsides, lots of downsides, having kids.
It's good to be honest.
Choose your words very carefully, Tommy.
I love the honesty.
And I love my girls. They're the best thing in the world, right? But I think I've settled on the most annoying thing about having kids, specifically young kids.
Oh, it's difficult to narrow it down to one thing.
I've found it. The most annoying thing about having young kids is their inability to understand how doors work and how they sort of the proximity in which they stand to doors and gates.
Yes.
That you are about to try and open. It's a car door. It's the gate to kindy. It's the door into the garage. It's the door to the bedroom.
Is
it's
it
the
also
door to the
fingers
toilet.
In the
well, no, except that well, you don't want them to be like hurt or whatever. But you're trying. You're like you're carrying a nappy bag and the younger child, and the older child is standing there in front of the car door, and you're trying to open it. But you know, if you open it, it's going to scone them straight in the head. So you're like, move! Don't you see how this is going to happen?
Yeah.
You've got in and out of this car 100
yeah,
times before.
Yeah, million
You know
times.
Where the hinge is. You know the swinging pattern. Mm. Move. Yeah, fair call.
I think there's a break in communication, Tom, and I feel like it's your fault.
Yeah, obviously. Obviously it's my fault. I'm the parent. I should be teaching, and you do. You got to be so patient, like, come on, sweetie, round you go. Come round it. No, come round here. No, another step back. No, no, round here. Behind daddy. Come on, round here. Round you go, darling. Yep. But every time they will line up right. It's so funny.
Right in the swing zone.
Yeah, not even the swing zone. It's like their nose is touching the door. Like, here we go. Let's get in the car like a puppy. Oh, man.
You know, some would say there's only one way to learn.
No, no. Maybe that's the how it works in the Ling household.
Oh, whoops. You'll never stand there again, will you?
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Let's talk Lingy's reunion.
School reunions. It was my 25-year school reunion. The way St. Joey's does it, and I had a great time at St. Joey's, is it's the reunions are all together. So there are people, multiples of five. So 5-year, 10-year, 15, 20, right up to, I think, 50-year reunions.
Yeah. Sure.
So everyone's in the room together. But you're all wearing your little name tag that says class of 1998, in my case, with your name on it. Fortunately, in a couple of cases, with the name on it.
Yeah.
It was a really good night.
I think we need to set the scene.
Yeah.
Thomas?
Okay. So, oh, you really? Okay. Hang on.
We need to set the scene. So you walked in. As we go on, we remember. Okay.
No.
Were you all singing this together? Was it mandatory? Was it just playing on a loop? Or what happened?
Was the last time you sung this together when you were 12-year-old girls?
Well, let's not forget it was St. Joey's I went to, all boys school.
Yeah.
Had definite focus on sport. We had the footy on the big screen, the Cats and Frio.
Yeah.
The bar was there.
How'd that work out?
Terrific. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
There was a lot of just sort of standing around kind of half awkwardly hoping you spotted somebody who had a familiar face.
Mm.
The trouble was anyone you recognised immediately was good because they haven't changed too much. You're like, hey, you know, such great to see you.
Yeah.
The ones who you had no idea, you're basically saying, geez, you've aged terribly or you've blown out.
I didn't recognise you.
No, but maybe it's just that you weren't important enough for me to remember you.
No.
Maybe that was the vibe that you were giving people.
No, and as you imagine, a lot of, so what are you doing with yourself these days? Have you got kids? But you're kind of awkward, like I found at times. Do I ask, you know, what they're up to? Do I ask, have they got a family? Have they whatever? Because I kind of didn't really want to get into anything that was too deep.
Too heavy.
But see, normal people would say, yeah, everything's great.
Mm.
Yeah.
To someone that they haven't seen for so many years.
So in some cases, honestly, it is 25 years almost to the day.
Yeah, sure.
That I haven't seen some of them. A couple of others have seen them around town a little bit, and it was great to catch up with them because sort of knew them on good terms with them, but just kind of went your separate ways. And if you walk past them in the street, you'd be like, hey, you know, how you going? But that's it. That's the extent of the interaction. So it was nice to see those. Others... There was a couple of times I was shaking my head going, you haven't changed in 25 years.
Yeah.
As in, you haven't grown up.
Yeah, okay.
Now, this group of guys was, they're a good fun group of guys. I was mates with them. And, you know, always good to see them. Mm. But we kind of, again, went our separate ways. But if you run into them, everything's good.
Yeah.
They haven't changed that much. They still headed to the Diggers at 12 o'clock.
Amazing. Yeah.
And the reunion started at, I think they got there about 6.
Right.
So they had to get in 6 hours worth of drinking before they came along. Let's just say they were the most boisterous in the room.
Yeah.
And I was a little worried that our class was going to be the naughty class again. Yeah.
Led by Captain Courageous.
When I walked in, I'm like, they walked in. I was already there at that stage. I'm like, we're the one. And you kind of naturally end up in the... like little groups of your classes.
Yeah.
So the class of 93 was over there and the class of whoever was over there. We were together, so we were all going to be tarred with the same brush. And they were the noisy drunk ones rocking up to the reunion.
Yeah.
I was standing there going, I'm not with them. I know I went to class with them, but somebody please come and save me.
And were they singing this classic at the top of their lungs?
We had Time of Your Life.
Drinks, Thomas. That's what I'm conveying.
Time of Your Life, Green Day was our graduation song. Right. Surely everyone's had that one.
Yeah.
You could have that one ready for us, Tommy.
Well, hang on.
It was at our formal graduation, end of the year, end of school.
Did you win an award at your graduation?
No, like Ducks or something like that.
No. Like most likely to.
Oh no, we had the Leo Turner Memorial Sports Award. That's the one. I got the lift.
Amazing.
Timeline fits.
Yeah. It was fun. You should go to your reunion, you two.
Oh, that's it's the final sweet. Word.
Me super there. Awkward and super fun.
Yeah.
All right, if I'm not there, start with that one.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
That's fine. You do you, yeah?
Yeah.
But I just thought, this was bizarre. You know how... pre-COVID, we were all doing the Keep Cup thing.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
And so now, look, personally for me, I know it's gone by the wayside. I haven't used my Keep Cup in ages. Just, I need to get back into that, right? And a lot of people weren't taking Keep Cups. They were like, hey, we don't want you germs. Well,
and some places haven't gone back. There's one notable place that I still can't take my Keep Cup.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. So anyway... I see now that people are, you know, starting to get back into it. And I really like those, like, ceramic ones with the little lid on it. So they're, like, nice and thick and they look cool or whatever. I'm like, oh, nice. Because I've had a plastic one for a long time.
Yeah, because it's all about the look. Yeah.
Well, it's all also about the feel. Ceramic coffee. Yum. So I, although I did see a girl, she was walking, and it didn't look like she was just walking from, like, office to her house, which was just a couple steps down the road. Do you know what I mean? She looked like she was walking with a long way to go. She was holding a coffee in a mug with a handle.
Oh.
Just out walking.
Like an indoor mug.
An indoor mug on the outside.
Wow.
Yeah. See how it's kind of like, all right, that's fine. I mean, I do indoor mugs outside if I'm actually out in my own backyard. But my indoor mug never makes it out of the boundary of my house.
Mm. You know, a Keep Cup is effectively a mug. It just has a little lid.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a different thing.
It's completely different.
No.
It's completely different.
Thank you, Thomas.
It's still the same vessel. All you're doing is shoving a lid on it.
It's different. No, you do not have...
a mouth opening.
No, you do not have a mug with a hand. It's not...
Why not?
Stay in your lane. I'm saying this is an outdoor... this was an indoor mug outside. Why?
Yeah.
And I wanted to put down the window and be like, where are you going? Like, I had so many questions.
Was she... So, she... Because you can't walk fast.
No.
You can't
walk... She was walking across the traffic light.
Yeah.
Are you two that uncoordinated you can't walk with a
Oh.
Coffee cup.
All right, hero. Shall we see how fast you can walk with a full mug?
Yes.
All right. You've got your nice suit on today. Let me fill up one. No. I'll get a hot water, boiling hot water. Good. We'll fill it up with a mug and we'll send you running around the office.
You know that hot water like slops around more than milk does, a milky coffee. The froth holds it down a little bit.
That's not science.
That is so science.
you've got to do the little tiptoe whilst you're staring at the mug to make sure it doesn't.
And if you look at it, for some reason, it's like you become it's Poseidon. Like the water's gushing. Like you look at it in the mug and it's like whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. So you've got to not look at it and walk. She was amazing. Out in the street, outdoor with her indoor mug.
She was amazing because she had coordination. Something Which that you amazing. Were unable to do.
This guy's not getting how big of a thing this
made
is.
Made a ridiculous choice to leave the house or her office with a normal mug.
Using effectively a keep cup that just happens to have a handle on it and no lid on it.
It's wild. It's wild.
It's not a keep cup. It's a different thing.
It's effectively the same thing.
Do you know who else does it? Only in the car. It's Kalia. Kalia will take her coffee or her chamomile tea or whatever it is. And not put it into a keep cup to leave the house. She'll just take it. So I'll quite often get in the car and they'll be in the cup holder, just a normal mug.
But there's outdoor mugs for that.
Yeah.
So use indoor mugs outside. No. It's amazing.
What about the disdain for which you just said chamomile tea? You just don't like the fact that Kalia has that?
No, I don't mind. I make her many a chamomile tea. I was trying to make sure I didn't said the word right.
It sounds like you need a chamomile tea.
I need something. That's right. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at
6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. You know how there's always mates that you're like, they're good value at a wedding?
Yes.
Tom Lewis is one of those guys.
Is he?
From what I've heard. I've never been at a wedding with you, but I hear that you were great.
Thanks.
And, you know, you talk to everyone and you're very like, hey, you're one of the first ones out on the dance floor. You're one of the last ones to stay on the dance floor too.
Kalia and I definitely, we're those people. We love the dance floor and we'll get it rocking and we'll keep it rocking.
And you know what? When you have an event, you appreciate people like you.
Thanks.
Because you paid for the music. You want people to enjoy it. Some people are like, nah, the dance floor's got to be full. Not this guy. He'll get out there. However, I did see some footage of you, previous co-host, Sarah Marie, bless her. She got married on the weekend, which is lovely. Yeah. Friday to Jonas, congratulations to those two. And they look stunning.
Yeah.
You also look stunning with Kalia as well.
Thank you. Well, Kalia carried the stunning part of stunning.
There's the first slice of the compliment sandwich.
Okay.
You look stunning, Tommy. All right. But
towards the end of the night, I'm going to say... I mean, it was not my footage. However, I saw some footage that you'd put up on Insta, which we'd love to get right now, but Instagram is broken. Anyway.
The world's ending.
Yeah. You were doing a dance to this song.
I did go. To be honest, it's been a while since I've been on a dance floor, so I did go fairly hard.
Yeah. Play the song. See if you know. Oh.
Classic.
Now, there's something that some people do to this song.
What, Thomas? Dance or sing?
So what you do when you're dancing on the dance... surely you know. You're not. This isn't news to you. But you do a bit of this and then...
Oh, he's... You're
what?
You're not, are you? You're not.
What?
I'm not. Don't...
Mom! You do not pull your pants down to this song and dance.
Yeah,
this
just have your pants around your ankles. And
why?
Shimmy around. Even the DJ was like, you know what to do. And I was the first person to do it.
Of course you were.
Of course you were. I've never heard of this.
But it spread like wildfire.
Have you seriously never heard of this?
I've never heard of this. Why?
It's just, what's the done thing? I don't know why you do it. It's just, that's how you dance to Eagle Rock.
When did you first discover this is a done thing?
Are you still
pantless at the moment? Because I can't take
I can't go back down now.
Do not look under the desk.
I'm not planning on it.
So I used to DJ Retro Night in a previous radio life in a different town, and that would have been 2009, 2010, and guys would do it then. And
right.
So that's what. Well, that's probably been around for at least 15 years. I guess.
I come back to the question: why?
I don't know, mate. It's
how
just
many people got involved?
Dance. So it was me and then another guy and then another guy. And then by the end of it, there was probably a handful of us that were that were all shuffling around. All
right. Now, I remember very vividly us having a discussion about the shoey and how you said it is so cringe It's very cringe.
Yeah, it's like
I wonder.
Aussie, oi, oi, oi.
Right?
Yeah.
That's also cringe.
Put this in the same basket.
No. This is cute. It's cute when I do it.
Is Eagle Rock pants down cringe or cool? Let's put it to the people.
All right. You want to go to the phones with this?
Oh, I want to go to the phones.
All right, then. 52232955. Back me up. Is there any other way to fly? Is there any other way to dance to Eagle Rock than dropping your dacks?
This is beyond cringe.
I just know you're pantless under there and I'm not looking.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast.
Congrats to your beautiful former co-host, Sarah Marie Cameron.
Yes.
She got married to her partner, Jonas, on the weekend. You were there. They look divine. The photos are beautiful. Yep. And the dance floor, I mean, you and Carly are always set off the dance floor, and that's why I love you as a couple, because you know that when you get invited to places, and if I invited you, you will come and you will represent and you will be the party person.
Somebody's got to, mate. Somebody's got to break the ice.
Yeah. You've broken in a way that could be cool or it could be cringe.
Oh, no, only cringe, because you have fun on the dance floor until you just take it a little bit too far. No. Play the song, Tommy. Great song.
That's how he did it on the dance floor. I saw the vision, just deadpan face, walking around with his pants around his ankles.
So this is supposedly a thing. I promise you, I've never ever heard of this. You saying whenever that song's played at parties or weddings or whatever, what, you just drop your strides and start dancing?
Yeah, exactly. That's it's like you're a 5-year-old boy at the urinal. You drop them around your ankles, and
that's how he does it.
Beyond awesome. Beyond cringe. I'm hoping that there's going to be people backing me up because I think it's cringe.
Yeah.
You think it's cool, Tommy. Kim from Bellpost Hill is on the line. Kim, which side of this one do you land on?
I have never, ever heard of this.
Thank you,
and
Kim.
If I was on the dance floor and this happened, I'd be mortified. I'd be turning around and I'd be walking off that dance floor. Okay.
Yes. Well, maybe that's the idea, Kim.
No, thank you.
Clear some space.
Obviously, you're in a niche part of the community, Tom, that does this.
Disagree.
I mean, I've heard about it. I don't do it.
It's
I've heard about
not
it. But
a thing.
You're a man of the world, Cameron Ling. And if you and Kim from Bellpost Hill don't know, then
sure.
It seems weird.
Sure. Anne-Marie in East Geelong, what do you reckon about the old Eagle Rock pants drop?
Absolute cringe.
Okay.
Oh, my God. What were you thinking?
I was doing the traditional dance to Eagle Rock. Have you ever seen it happen in real life?
No. In what decade were you born?
Well, it's the 80s, thank you. But also, don't judge it if you haven't seen it, mate. You might be really impressed. You never know.
No.
When it's cold as it was on Friday night. Brett from Bell Park. Daddy cool, pants down, Eagle Rock action. Is it cringe or is it cool?
I have to completely 100% agree with Lingy. This is just the absurd thing I've ever seen. Are you 5 years old or like John Biggest Bogan?
Yeah, both. I'm a 5-year-old Bogan. Yeah, Bretto.
It's just real remote. That is just like ludicrous.
Okay. Have you ever seen it in real life on the dance floor?
Yeah, when I was at like my grade 5 things and stuff like that.
Okay.
No.
All right.
I don't agree with that.
Okay.
People are very emotional about this one.
Thank you, Brett. Kirby from Brimley, keep it rolling for us. Please tell us this is unanimous against Tommy.
Okay, Tim, mate, I was a dance teacher like you back in my 20s.
Mm.
What are you doing?
Did you just call me Tim?
Yeah. All credibility went out the door.
Sorry, Kirby. I can't pay anything you say.
Just listen to Kirby.
And poor Tim too. It's just tainted with the same dirty pants brush.
Tim would do. Tim, I'm sure. No, actually, he's quite sure.
Well, did get a message from Nathan, who works here at sales. Nate.
Oh, yeah, Nate.
Eagle Rock thing, not a thing.
Yeah,
we do some stupid shh on the Mallee, but never heard of it. And Eagle Rock was massive back in my day.
You reckon that's bad? You should see what I do when I dance to... You ever been to Holland?
Let's wrap it up with Molly from Lara, who's called in.
Okay.
Molly.
Can I preface this by saying, fellow Lara person, be gentle.
Tommy.
Yes.
It has always been a thing at the cricket club, the Eagle Rock.
Yes.
And my brother got married last year.
Yes.
And there was oldies, the kids were on the dance floor, everyone's having a great time. Eagle Rock came on, my husband centre stage, jacked it, started going, and the looks he got were horrific. And it's the only thing people talk about from the wedding.
Oh,
still a thing.
Brilliant, brilliant.
So I'm not sure whether you're pro or anti still, Molly.
No. I'm pro. It makes for a good story.
Yes.
Oh, Molly. All right. I feel like Carlia feels the same as you. Thank you, fellow Lara. I'll see you on the dance floor at the sporting club, okay?
Sounds fabulous.
She's not going to be there.
Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.